the big one.
Yeah, it's not so hard. There's not much.
Yeah. All right.
Just a bunch of words.
I wasn't very speech now. It's 8:45. I came to the press. At least I'm not taking the press.
My wife came right after.
Yeah.
Keeping tabs.
On the women.
She came over and said, well, but I'll be Gershon, that's what you're going to say? Tell her I'm out.
Tell her I'm out? I'm Gershon.
Okay. I spoke, somebody sent me the clip of my speech. I was proud to see it was under 5 minutes.
No. Who else spoke?
Oh.
Is it?
By my twins, I don't think I even had their own speech. Yeah. It's like once you do it more than like twice, it's like...
When is it on?
Yeah, all of a sudden, what is it? I didn't even do benching. I didn't wash. No. Rather than wash. My father obviously washed.
Is he mad at you?
No. Somebody asked at the end, my Gina, who's there, Spiro, a few people. Somebody should ask if we're doing benching. I'm like, which is no, there's nobody who washed. it's like, anybody who washes, you know, right, you leave. Who stays to the end?
Usually the people that stay to the end are the ones that washed.
No, there's plenty of people who wash. They get up, they don't even bench.
What?
Huh? No.
What are you saying?
Am I wrong?
100% wrong.
Yeah. Did you see if you're Charlie
wrong.
Was there?
No, you're wrong.
I mean, did you see if Charlie was there or whatever?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see
that. No.
Couldn't find parking.
I didn't notice.
Did you block? You could have blocked the mailbox.
Someone already did.
I noticed everybody drinking, what's it called?
That's
my,
cool.
My father-in-law ran out of it. He's so funny. It's like, people were asking, Prostin came. He's like looking for my father-in-law. Yeah, what's that mean?
That guy's a clown.
Yeah,
takes good care of your father.
It's my daughter's school.
Takes good care of your father.
Yeah. That's because of Mordechai Gali.
Who's Mordechai Gali? His son? Oh, because of his brother. That's why?
Mordechai is his ambassador.
Oh, yeah?
And he's done a lot of stuff. Huh? A lot of stuff. He ran out of some type of something for the cappuccinos or something. He's all mad at his barista. Like, why should I? He's running around to go do stuff like that, please.
Relax.
Everybody's enjoying the cappuccinos anyway. It was hot. It was a lot of people, so like, people were just taking it, but I'm like, nobody cares.
He cares.
Exactly.
That's why I post in. Good guy post. Okay. He hangs out in.
Ready?
I've seen him a few times.
Ein Zayin Hayoim Shnayim Be'asim Yoim Shem Shlesh Shavuiz Yoim Echad La'ima. Live, he always forgets, so we're not going to forget. Wow. He has his whole list of whatever. He didn't send it to me, but we know. For the quick release of Arna of
Omar
Maxim Ben Arna Esther.
If you don't say his name, he's not coming out.
And all the others, Kush Lemas and
Machilach
Zechem Nishmas.
Machilach, rainy day.
Fine. Two lines on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. More halakas of Bnei Gay reneging between the employers and employees. Or not getting the job done. Not even reneging, just not getting the job done.
Yeah.
Rava. somebody who hires people to draw water from a stream and then bring them to his field to irrigate his field. But then overnight, before the guys came to do it, the rain came and made the irrigation unnecessary. The field was fully irrigated by the rain. So we say that the loss goes to the Pailim and the Balabais doesn't have to pay. Also Naharo, but if the river overflowed and that's how the field got irrigated before they had a chance to come. So then say the Balabais, we say that the Pseid goes on the Balabais, Viyav Luhu Kipayo Batal. He has to pay them not full. He pays them Kipayo Batal, whatever that minimal amount, you know, might be. And the difference is, Rashi explains, the difference is that by rain, the Poyalim should have taken it into account. There's no nafkamina. The Gemara doesn't make a nafkamina like we said before of whether they came to give a quote. They came down to give a quote or not. By the rain they should have realized, but by the Nahar they had no reason to assume that, and the Balabais should have. And that's why the Balabais is that loss over here, and because he should have warned them that there is a chance of that happening. And halakhically, we should just point out to keep in mind. I don't know, today it's not negated so much anymore, but we assume that if there's no reason for either of them to be at fault to have known about it beforehand. This is brought down halakha that if there's no reason for either of them to have known, either party to have known about this, or if there's reason for both of them to have known about it, then we say Hamotzi Mechavel Varaya, and the Pseidah goes to the Poyalim. That's the halacha. The only way we say that the Pseidah goes to the Balabais is if he has more knowledge and he should have notified the Poyalim more than the Poyalim should have had knowledge about the situation. So in this case, since the Balabais should have known more about the Nara than the Poyalim, he's at fault. Whereas by the rain, where both of them should have known about it, so then we say Hamotzi Mechavel Raya, so the Poyalim can't take any money out of the Balabais, and that's why it says to the Poyalim. Next, Rama Rava, Haiman do Eger Agul Adabla. Again, the guy hired people to draw water from a stream and bring it to irrigate his field. Upasik Narva, Palga the Yoma. So the river, now the river ran out of water in the middle of the day. So Eloy of the Pasik. If it's not usual for it to happen, for it to run out of water, so then say to the Poyalim. So then none of them should have known about this, and we say that the Pseidah goes to the Poyalim. But other deposit, if it's usual for the river to run out of water in the middle of the day, so then Ibrahim Masa, if these Poyalim live in the city, and again, they should have known about it as well, just as much as the Balabais, so then say to the Poyalim. So then again, we say, right? So the Pseidah falls on the Poyalim's shoulder. But Lavinim also, if they're not from the city, so they have no idea, they should not have known, but the Balabais obviously should have known, so they would say to the Balabais, and again, we would only pay Kipayo Batal. So, even though it's his Pseidah, we would only pay Kipayo Batal. Next, Ramar Rabba, Hai Manda Agur Agur Avidita. You hire people for the day, but to do a specific job. So they're not just the Kablan, they're Schir Yaim, but they pay, you're hiring them for a specific job to do. Vishalam Avidita Vipaga Diyema. They're excellent workers, and they finished half of the stuff. They finished the work in half the day. So, if you have other work for them that is easier, that is lighter to do, less strenuous, so then you can give it to them to do. Or if you have work that is just as strenuous, just as much to do, just as physical or whatever it is, so then you can command them to do it as well. But if there's more, if the only thing you have more, the only thing you have for them to do is more of a oil on them, then lemakuhu, you can't have them do it. But you have to pay them their full pay. So up until now, we never saw this schar mishalim, that you have to pay them schar mishalim. As long as it was upset at the Balabais, we only said that he pays kapayo bottle. So why is this not any different than the Balabais reneging? No, when does Rava say in this case that it's Schar Mishalim, you pay the full? That's Be'uchlushi the Mechuza. In the workers of where Rava was in his city of Mechuza, which obviously doesn't mean Mechuza Dafka, it just means like that situation. What was that situation? Where they're very used to the strenuous work. They're very used to the physical labor. So if they're very used to physical labor, them sitting around is not just pay a bottle, it's detrimental to them, because then they get used to it and their bodies are not, they get unused to use a light word, they're unused to the physical labor, and then to get back into it it's harder for them. So you have to pay them kiskar mishalim, because your mamash is ruining them. Because then they're going to get weak. Amar mar. Shamalahem is masha asu. So now we had the braisa yesterday that the Tanakhama said that where the balabayas backs out, so you pay what they did. Right? That was machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbeisa, whether you go by what they did or what you're about to pay, what the future to finish up the work. So how do you shots it up? So the Tanakhama said, Shamalahem is masha asu. You pay based on what they did. So ketan, what does that mean? So now what happened? You hired them for 2 sela, which is 8 dinarim. Right? So the payal, the payal was chayzer. The payal backed out. So now, but half the work, the price went up to six dinarim. So now instead of, if you hired them for 8, now they did half, technically you should pay them 4. But the work that was done now went up, the labor prices went up, and the rate went that whatever they did was worth 6. So still, Neslehem Sela, he still only gives them 4 dinar. Why? Because Kesavar Abonon Yad Poyel Al HaYoyna. The Poyel gets...
Yad Poyel
Al HaYoyna. Huh?
He has you but a bowl.
Neslehem Sela, no, Sela is 2 dinar.
Sure, after all.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
In other words.
So fine. So what's the other side? So the Rabbanan hold Yapayel Al HaYoyna. What's the other side of the coin? Or you could Ayigmu, the guys have said, Ayigmu Malachim Yitlu Shnei Slayim. Or they could finish up and take the full 2 slayim, which is the 8th dinner. So Frekimar Pshita, if they're going to finish it, then they get what they paid. And then they get what you made up. Why is that a chiddush? What do we need the price for? The rate went up. The Imru Payalim. Now the Payalim were Chazer. Vazu Balabayas were Paisinim. Now the Balabayas came and convinced them to finish the work. How did he convince them? Rashi says, Harbe Tachanunim. He didn't promise them money. He just, whatever he worded them to them, but it wasn't that he gave them money. So that would be a separate halacha. Our case is not where he promised them more money. However, he coerced them to finish the job. That's how they whatever it is they finished. So ma'ad etem matzi amarle. I would think that the poyalim can say to the baal bayis kima faisin and adayt at the tafas hanagra. Right? They thought that at the end of the day he'll feel bad and he'll give them more money. So maybe the Balabai should be chayiv more money. Kamash Milan, the Amar Luhu, no, I didn't say anything about money. I didn't mean money. Adai to Tarichna Luhu Ba'achil Oshia. I went and I bought you food. Right? It was that's a third of the price of the extra money you expect to get paid. But that's all I meant. So that's what the Gemara means. Vietnam Shnei Slan, that they don't get any more money. That's what Tanakama means, and they don't get anything. They don't get anything more than that. Sela, Noisin Lahem, Sela. But if it's worth a Sela, whatever's left, then Noisin Lahem, Sela. So then it's exactly as what they made up to begin with. So thank you, Marab Shito. If it's exactly what they started with, so then what's the Chiddush? So tomorrow, what's Yuchad? The Zela did it to Meikar. No, it went down. So instead of 4 dinner, which is a Sela, it went down to 3. No, this guy said, you know what? I know that these guys are not going to hire, they're not going to look at me for only 3, which is the going rate. So I tell them, I'll give you more than the going rate. I'll give you 4. Right? So it was Sefer Yakar Abidita, the Kamba Tfei Zuza. Now the rate went up, and now the regular rate, the standard rate, is at 4, which is what he promised them to begin with. So Mao the Tema Amrilate Fezuza Amritlan, what do you mean? So I would think that the Poyalim can come to the Balabais and say, you promised us more than the going rate. So now instead of 4, give us 5. Because that's more than you owe us more than the standard rate. So Tfezuza Hablan, give us more. Kama Shmulan, Damar Lehu, he could say to the Pilelim, Ki Yamar Lehu Tfezuza, Lehavi Kimlehu, because I knew you wouldn't accept. I only said more than the going rate, because I knew you wouldn't have accepted at 3. You wouldn't accept less than 4. So I told you 4. But Hashta Kimlehu, now you got your 4, what do you expect out of me? I'm not paying you more than that. So that was the Tanakhama of the Brisa. The Brisa held on the other way that you pay based on the future and what you need to finish your job. However much it's going to cost to finish your job, and then you deduct from their salary. So what does that mean? The Brisa Aymer, Shaman Lehem Masha Asad Le'yafes, so Hayyapa Shisha Denarim, Naislam Shekel. If you set up with them, again, 8 denarim, but now it's going to be worth 6 to pay it up. So even though they did half, which technically should be 4, Zakhtar Brisa, that you only pay the pile 2, because you need the 6. It shouldn't cost you more than the 8 that you originally stole back. So, Brisa holds, that you have him. Right? Oh, Yigru.
Can't say
half the Yeah, I know where to stop.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. 2 dots.
Yeah, it's
okay. Wow, 2 dots.
Forgot to put milk.
He seems to be. Why you move Malach to meet Mishnei Slam? Or your place to say they can finish the job and get the full 18 arm. So if I can go again, Pshito. Why would I think not? So I can go right. Tzvichad Zel Avinta. The price, he gave it to you. The price went down. The Emer Balabayas, and the Balabayas backed out. And the Pilelim went and convinced him that they're going to finish the job. They convinced him to let them finish the job. I thought that you guys were convincing me to let you finish the job because you were going to charge me now the lower rate. No, we didn't want cheaper. We just meant that we're going to do better work, right? You get what you pay for. But in this case, they were saying that no, let us finish the job, and we'll just do better craftsmanship. We'll do better work for your rate, but not that you're going to give us cheaper. So you owe us the same 4 slot. Sela, if it's going to cost the Balabais a Sela to finish up the job, and they send them Selas, and he gives them a Sela, which is exactly what they made up with originally. So Fekim Bar Pshita, again. Why, you know, if that's exactly what they made up, but they did half the job now, so you give them half the pay. No, the Poyalim gave them a discount, gave the Balabayas a discount. They gave him a cheaper rate because they knew that he wouldn't pay the higher price. So they figured we'll do the work, we'll make smaller profit, but this way it'll get done. So they gave him a discount. Well, so Zillah didn't do, but then the rate went down. So instead of the 4 that they gave him, the price that they gave him, it went down to 3. Sorry, instead of 3, the price, it was originally 4. They gave him a price of 3 because they gave him a discount. Now the price went down to 3. So what's the Balabayas going to say? You gave me a cheaper rate than the standard rate. So now that it went down to 3, give me for 2. Give me the cheaper rate. Give me a less than going rate. Come on, Shulan. Damu lo ki aminu lo b'batz zuzza. Do I have a kimlacha? Hashda kimlach. Right? We thought that you wouldn't. We knew that you wouldn't accept such a high price, so we gave you the 3. But we can't go less than 3. We would never accept it. So now that just because now the going rate is 3 doesn't mean that you get an even cheaper rate. You stay at 3. So Rav Beis holds yad koyel al ha'tachtoina. Fine. Amar Rav. Halacha is Rav Beis. We paskin, Rav says the halacha is like Rav Beis, that yad poyel al ha'tachtoina. So fekti gemara, umi amar Rav, hachi, does Rav really hold that the halacha is like Rav Beis? V'amar Rav, poyel yachal lafza boya filu b'chatzi ha'yoyim. Rav holds that the poyel could be chaser even midday. So if he could be chaser midday, what, and then he's going to get penalized? So then what does that mean that he can leave midday? Elamai, if Rav holds that the poyel can just back out in the middle of the day, obviously he does not hold the yad poyel al tachtayma. So how can we say that halacha is Rav Daisa? If you want to tell me that Reb Doisa makes the chilek between two different types of workers, whether it's a schir yoim or a kav and a pail that you're hiring just for the job, that schiros, if you hire him for the day, then you could back out. That's what Rab was saying, that you could back out. Because then we hold, because that's the Gemara on Daf Yud that says that ki li avodim, v'lei avodim la'avodim, avodayhim, v'lei avodim la'avodim. Right? We're servants to Hashem, so we can't get ourselves another master. So if you want to tell me that that's the chilek, that can't be. Does Reb Doisa take a hold of such a chilek? But Tanya, we have another brisa that says, you hire a pile, l'chati ayim shama shemes lemes. Somebody in his family died. See, he has to leave. He has to leave the field. Aisha also say chama, or he all of a sudden got sick. He got fever. See, if he's a schir yayim, it's a nice one. Sorry, you give him whatever work he did already. You prorate. Then kabbalnu, nice one. Kabbalnu say you prorate and you give him for what he already did. If he did a half the day's job and it's $100 a day, so then you give him the $50. So money. Ilema rabbanan that yad poil alhal yoina. So then mayer yeshama shama shemes lemes shavse chama the honest. Why do we need such a specific case of an honest according to rabbanan? They always hold that you can kiloyanas nami ham rabbanan yad poil alhal yoina. So the tana of that mishnah cannot be rabbanan. El av rabbeisihi ushmamina. Since the Gemara says. The Brisa says nosin leschari if he's a schir yom, and in kabbalim who nosin kabbalim who say that they get the same halacha. So then shmamina lo yishana leiver Reb Doisa ben schirus lekabbalonos. So we're back to the square one. How does Rav hold that yad pala that we pass him like Reb Doisa yad pala al tachkana? Yet he also says that he could back out in the middle of the day. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak v'davar ha'avod v'divrei hakol. No, when do we say in our Mishnah that you give him what it is? When do we say that we cannot force him to back out, and we say that yad poil al tachtoina that Reb Doisa holds that's for davar ha'avod. So that's really everybody. Divrei hakol. Everybody holds it by davar ha'avod yad poil al tachtoina. When do we have the machlekes that's by not davar ha'avod, and in that case. That's where we need the einus in order for him to back out. So even Reb Doisa would hold that if there was an einus, he would be able to back out. But if it's a davar ha'avod, then he would not. Then nobody holds that he would be able to back out. And so Rav holds that he could back out in the middle of the day. That's not by a davar ha'avod. But Reb Doisa was saying in the case of davar Reb Doisa who holds a yad poel al ha'yoina al tachtoina. That's really by davar ha'avod. No, it's not by davar.
I think the davar is not by oynus. By oynus, cool. Even though it's davar ha'avod, but since it's oynus, that's just price now.
But if it's davar ha'avod, do I need oynus?
Only oynus works.
Davar ha'avod only oynus works, right? And then it's divrei hakol. So our Mishnah said, anybody that changes or is chayzer, he's worse off, and you have to,
at the worst end of the deal.
He's, yeah. So this
one, the
so what is that going on? That if somebody changed any of the parties that changed from the deal that was originally made, see, he gets the worse off. That's the stamla, the sasam lantana for Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see in Mirtz Hashem on tomorrow's black. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you gave the guy to die black and he died red, so there's two. So really, say so there's two expenses. There's two things that are going on over here. A, you have to pay him for when you pay the pilot, you pay for the expenses that the worker had, meaning the dye and whatever else is needed and other materials, and you also have to pay him because he made your nechassim worth more valuable, right? So Rabbi Yehuda over there says that whichever is less. That's all you have to pay him. You have to pay him minimal since he messed up and he changed.
You pay him the minimal. What's the minimal? Whichever is less, whether it's the expenses that the worker took out for you, or the shvach that your nechassim now have, whichever is less, that's what you pay. So that's exactly what the Mishnah means. Kol mishana yada al-tachtana. He only gets the minimal. He gets the less of the payments. Ela kol achayzer b'yada al-tachtana. And that, what is that case? We already talked about all the possibilities of the Baal HaBayis versus the Poyalim, who reneges and who gets the raw end of the deal. So what are we adding in this case when the Mishnah says a vague halacha of kol achayzer b'yada al-tachtana? So this is lasui mai. What's it coming to include? Isn't it coming to tell me a case of a poyel and that it's a case of, according to Reb Daisa, that he cannot be chayzer? And then there we see that there's no chilek. So then the original Mishnah is all these examples are coming to tell me a schir, and now this is coming to include a poyel. So we see that there is no chiluk between a sakir and a pile, according to Reb Daisa. So this would be a different raya, that there's no chiluk between a schiyam and a pile, and mamela. Then we have, you know, the Rav's halacha. Ella, Reb Daisa tarti kamar. Reb Daisa said two dinim. He said the benegayah schiyam and benegayah pile. Rav said like Avos Abuchada. He by a pile he holds. Rav holds that the halacha is like Rav Daisa by a pile.
When you say pile, that yada al
tachtana
schir yom. When
you say pile,
means dark kavla. The difference between schir yom and pile.
A pile is a kavla. Yeah.
Is a kavla.
Yeah. Rashi uses that lashon on the bottom of Amud Aleph.
Okay.
He switches that. We're talking about kavlonis is considered a pile. Even the Gemara switches back and forth sometimes. But a poil in general is a kablonis. But by a schir yoim, he argued, Reb Daisa holds that avadai li avadim b'lo avadai la avadim. So you cannot back out. But Rav holds that you could back out even chatzi, that you could back out chatzi yoim because of that drasha. Fine. So Reb Daisa Prakha holds both things, but Rav only agrees on by a kablon and not by a schir. Yeah. What does the Mishnah mean of kol achayzer b'yada al tachtayin? Halacha d'tanya, like we learned, kol achayzer b'y ketzer. What does that mean? Kol achayzer b'y harishamacher sadeh lechaver be'elav zuz. Somebody sold a field to his friend for 1,000 zuz. Nosan b'yis mahen masayim zuz. But he only gave a down payment. He only gave a payment right now of 200 zuz. So bizman shahamayicher. So now he still owes 800. So bizman shahamayicher chayzer b'y. If the seller is chayzer. And he wants to back out of the deal. So the inyad lekeach al halyon, he gets the upper hand. Ratzalai merloi, he could tell the moicher, tain li ma'isai, give me my money back, my $200. I tain li karka kenegim ma'isai, and or give me the karka that's worth the $200, and then keep the rest. So mehechem magbiyai. So that's the other al halyon. So mehechem magbiyai mina idius. He collects from the idius, which we'll see soon. But if the lekeach backs out of the deal, so then yad meicher al yoyner, right? So omer lehelech meisachah, here, take your money and give me back. I'll keep my entire field. Ratza omer, or he could say helech karka kenegim meisachah, and mehechem agbiyoi. Where would, in this case, if the lekeach is chayzer, is the one that backs out, where would he collect from the field if the meicher says take the field? That would be minaziburus. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, melamdin oisan shelayachzeru. We teach them to write the contracts and to word the deal in a way where it's not possible to back out. Ketzad, how would that be? Chaysevay, he writes in it, Ani pleni ben pleni, the Meicher writes, Ani pleni ben pleni, Macharki saw the plenis le pleni, the Elav says, I am selling this field, this property to my friend for 1,000 zos. The Meisni Messiah zos, and he gave me 200 zos only on it. The Harini Meishabai Ches Mei Zuz. So I am giving. So in other words, I am looking at it as really he paid me the whole field, and he paid me for the whole field, and the whole field he's kind of the lekeach is kind of the entire field. But now this 800 zuz I am giving to him as a loan. The Nasim Mizayim Zuz. Harini Meishabai Ches Mei Zuz. Kana Umaksu Leis Hashar. Afil Lachai Kamashana. Because the field is, he could even pay up, even if it's 5 years later, and the guy didn't pay the 800 zuz, he still has no, the meicher still has no rights to the field because the full car, the full kinyan happened, but the and the and the guy can't and then this way the kinyan happened and the full sale took effect and there's no, it's not possible to back out anymore. And that's what it means in our Mishnah, kala chayzer ba yada tachayna. That's the case of our Mishnah, that in this specific case, where a loan where we turn a sale into a loan, then he can't be chayzer, or we don't turn it into a loan, then he, you know, that's where it's yada tachayna. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in order to get out of this Mishnah of having yada tachayna, we teach them to do it in a way that they're not going to be able to back out of the deal in any which way. So now, like we said, we're going to explain what this idius and ziburus has to do with this case. Amar mar mehecha magbiay, where does he collect from? Mina idius, right? If it's the moicher that backs out, so the lekeach takes from the idius. So kasakadaitach mi idius din chasav. So the way it's mashma, since, you know, it's very vague. So it seems that the Gemara is saying that the lekeach can take from any other field that the meicher has, and just take his idius. So for Gemara, why is that? It shouldn't be any worse than a baal chayv. Utnan baal chayv dina bebeninus. So why is he getting idius? What do you mean? The whole fight, this whole scenario is because of a field. Let him just take the field. Why are we dealing with ziburus or idius? Let him take from the field. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, it means mi idius sheba umi ziburus sheba. When the Gemara says whether it's the lekeach or the meicher that backs out, and the guy, the lekeach, either gets idius or ziburus, that means of that actual field. He gets benegeah what the field that they're handling. That's where he gets either idius or ziburus. And why does he not get beninus? Taisa says, because Mishum becomes with us a chayzerbay. Really, he should be getting it, but we give a knas to the one who is chayzer, and that's why it goes to either idius or ziburus. It's not like a regular din of a baal chayv, which we already said, din of a beninus. This is a special case because since there's a backing out that took place, that person gets a knas according to their abundance. So Mamela, if it's the meicher, then it becomes the idius. The knas goes from beninus to idius, and if it's the lekeach, then the knas goes from the beninus to ziburus. Rav Acha bray de Rav Ika Amar, I feel like I'm idius to nechasav. There really, we are talking about other fields, other properties that the meicher has. But stam on the zaven ara the alfi zuzi, a person who's buying such an expensive field that's $1,000. What happens? Not everybody has this money lying around. So obviously, he had to go, what must have happened was that he had to sell a lot of other properties at a fire sale just to be able to come up with the cash to fund for this field. So now, if you're backing out, now you're hurting him, because not only is he not getting this field, because of you, he sold all the other fields at a cheaper price than he should have gotten, just to be able to have cash on hand. So that's considered a nizik. You're mazikim. That's why, when the meicher backs out, you're mazik. It's as if the meicher is mazik the lekeach. So it's not a case of baal chayv. It's a case of nizik. And the Gemara in Baba Kama says that we paskin that nizakim you pay the idius. So that's why you get idius. Doesn't really explain why zibur is on the other side. The meicher forced him to buy the property. Right. So then why is
happening here? Self-mazik. Self-mazik.
Yeah.
Flip the pen. All right.
Yeah. And like Rashi points out, it also means that we're going idius of the mazik, not the nizik. Huh?
Yeah, it's not from us. He's cleaned out.
The what?
He's cleaned out.
I'm saying. So then, what would happen in the case? What would happen if you hold that the idius of the nizik? So then he doesn't get paid.
It's a limbo with Talmud.
Rav Shimon Gamliel Amer, Milam the Nice Edge, and the advice to continue that Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches them a way to word the contract that they can't back out. So they ask, okay, so I need plenty of plenty. Fine. So correcting a mark, time at the cost of law, cost of the hockey. So the only reason why they can't back out is because they wrote this specific lashon. But if they did not write this, so then it would, the kinyan wouldn't take effect, and then they would be able to back out. What happens? There's a sale that went on, but the same situation, but it wasn't paid. But instead of giving payment, the lekeach gave a collateral for this sale. V'amalai, so the lekeach says, if I'm going to back out, so then arvuni machalach, I'm giving you this, you get to keep this this collateral. V'halam, but the marker is saying, it says back, im ani chayzebi, if I am chayzer, if I back out of this deal, I will double your. I'll give you back this plus double. So then that's valid. That's a valid deal. And either one, whatever happens, if any of them back out, they have to keep to their side of the deal. Now, side note: the Gemara just says Rabbi Yosi is latameh. The Amar smachta kanya. This is really only on the smachta because the collateral is not worth what the field is. Right. So he can't be doing it as payment. Elamai, he's only saying this, the lekeach is only saying this as an asmachta, right? And we see that it works. So obviously, according to Rabbi Yossi, holds that asmachta does work, which we said before there was a machlekes about. Rabbi Yehuda says, Daish yikne keneged arvuna. No, he only gets whatever whatever the collateral is worth. And Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he explains Rabbi Yehuda. When he says that the collateral should be kind of to him, that's when it works. But if he just stopped, if he sold the field for 1,000 zuz, and the guy, the lekeach, gave him 500, but if he gave him 500 cash, not a collateral. So then we say that the field, the sale takes effect. It's a final sale, and he can't back out. And even if the guy doesn't pay years later, he can't take the field back because the sale took effect. So over there, he didn't say any lashon. And Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why over here does it seem that Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to say that specific lashon in order for the sale to take effect? Look, Yomar and Loi Kasha. Hadika Ayel Benafik Azuzi. Hadika Ayel Benafik Azuzi. When the moicher is going after the guy, the lekeach, for the money, so then we say that obviously the sale didn't take effect because he needs the cash. And then the only way that we can say that the sale would be final sale would be if he writes this lashon, because then even though he's going after the money, but obviously he needed the money in order to make the sale take effect. He didn't get the full money because he's looking at it as a loan, but the sale took effect. But if he's not going after the lekeach for the money, so then obviously he was okay with the sale happening with that $500, and whatever happens later, we'll deal with it then. But the sale took effect. So then he doesn't need to say that specific lashon. That's the nafkamina between the cases of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Amar Rava, because Rava says that straight out, if he comes in and out and goes, he's going after the lekeach to get the money back, like funny, because then the sale never took effect because he needs the cash in order to make the. Because again, like we always say, a kinyan is smichas das, right? So whatever the meicher was smichas das on, that's what makes the sale take effect. And if he needs the money and he goes after him, so then obviously the sale doesn't take effect. We say it did because he puts it into that lashon. The only reason is because he said that lashon and he turned the sale into a loan. The money left into a loan. So that's what Rava holds exactly. But like I have enough as you see. So then, Kani, then the smichas das works, takes effect, and he is kind of it. Vama Rava, Haiman the ice for me azuza chavre. Somebody who lent money to $100 to his friend, who pay azuza zuza, and he paid back a dollar at a time. So parayin habi, it's a good pay, it's a good repay because he paid him back. Ella the ista karumas gabe. But he has tarumas on him. You made me lose my money. Why? Because if I get a $100 bill, so then I get to put it away. I get to do what I, you know, I can put it in my bank account and make money off of it. But if you're going to give me a dollar at a time, every day you give me another dollar, so then it's going to get lost. It's going to put the mishlachim, the soda machines, whatever, you know, whatever your, small cash ends up getting used up. And it's just to point out, from Rissol Salanter. Rissol Salanter says that just like there's a din chiv mamonis for in certain scenarios, right? You have a chiv that you can have a chiv on that if somebody can have a chiv mamon on his friend. So it seems that from this Gemara and from yesterday's, from the Mishnah and everything, that a person can have a chiv tarumus on a person. That there is a chiv, there is a scenario where a person's allowed to have tarumus. And you don't get into all the lavim unless it's not chicha b'vavecha and holding a grudge and all that other. But there are cases that you're allowed to have, and you have a chiyuv to have tarumas on the guy. Huh? And however you pay, however you appease him and get off the tarumas, whatever it is, it is. But it seems to be a din that you're allowed to have. Otherwise, why would the Gemara say it's the tarumas? What do you mean? You're gonna, like, it's not just a feeling that a person has. This is a chiyuv that right. Tarumas is not a feeling. It's a halachic terminology.
Just be made.
Let's finish up. Somebody who sold a donkey to his friend. Rashi touches it, a donkey, not wine. Upashle chadzuza, but he left over. He gave him instead of $100 for the donkey. He gave him 99. Now he's going after that one. The moicher is going after that $1. Yasser Ravashi v'kamayim ba ki haygav my kani alay kani. Do we say that one zuz, that one last zuz, is what holds back the entire sale, or do we say that he just wants his money, but really the sale took effect because he has 99 out of 100? Amalei Rav Mordechai the Ravashi hachi amar avim me'agrunim shmei the Rava zuza. Single, kizuzei dummy. It's like plural, and the middle of the sale doesn't take effect. Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Yosef. So they bring this to the Muki Yosef and the Maram. They bring down that this is why Rashi had to teach it as a chamar, not wine, because there was never a havamina that he's only kaina connected what he paid. Right? It's either kaini or leikani. If it was wine, you'd be able to split it. A donkey, the guy can't split. The guy's not going to say, well, we are shutaf in 99%, and I'll be only your shutaf in 1% of the donkey. That's where the nafkamina, that's where the shayla of Ravashi was only one way or the other. No, there's no middle ground. Amalei Rav Acha Brei D'Rav Yosef, or Ravashi, I have Amina Mishmei D'Rav Akani. But we do have a brisa that Rava says that it is kaina. So why is Rava over here say that Zuzak is Zuzak dummy and it's not kaina? Amalei to Targum Shemaitze who change the teach up translate the brisa that you heard that from. B'merikah Sadehu b'bnei Rasa. Over there, he's only going after it because he knows it's a bad field. So he wants the full money so that this way the guy is not going to back out. And he knows what he's selling off, and he wants to just get out of the deal as fast as possible and make the deal final and get out of it and not have to deal with it anymore. But not in the case of a donkey. Zok Mishnah. Heyed Menachem ben Signoi al Moisef Haroi Hayoyre Shel Shoki Zeisim Shehutame. When they used to add to make the top higher of these vats of the olive press, so that added part, which is clay, that comes tummy, becomes part of the bigger vat. But for the people, when they do it for the vats as the dyers, shehutar, that's considered that it's par. So why do we need such a edus? They used to say that it's just the opposite, that the tzavayim become tummy because that was essential to the actual vat, and the shalkezesim were not essential to the actual vat. Menachem ben Signoi, that really it's just the opposite. The zeisim are make it the essential part, and the dyers are not.